have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, my name is Shay Samuels, owner of Let's Talk Business Consulting, Strategy, and Coaching Group, LLC. My team and I are excited about the opportunity to work with you. Yes, that's right, you. Have you been looking for ways to re-strategize, market, brand, or promote your business? Have you been looking for a consultant that can help you bring your vision to life? Well, whether you are a large or small corporation, we have just the package for you. So, let's talk business. Contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Let's Talk Business, a Beyond the Fence Enterprise Expansion Company.
It was your love that lifted me. 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 When I couldn't take it. When I couldn't make it. Oh, when I couldn't take it. Yes. When I couldn't make it. Oh, what love can. What peace, yes. What joy he gives. Oh, yeah. I was thinking deep in sin, far from the people. Heard my despairing cry from the water. He lifted me. Mighty, oh, 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 you're
faithful. Yes, you are Lord. Oh, 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 oh.
I love that song by Reggie Campbell. It was his love that got me through. Amen, amen. Welcome to At Midnight with Kimmy Kim. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And, Lord, you are so good. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I love talking about the Lord. I love teaching and reading his words, his precepts. So I thank you once again for coming on to At Midnight with Kimmy Kim. I pray that everything on today was well, and if not, just keep on focusing on the Lord. He will never place more on you than you can bear. And just know that no matter what you're facing, he got you, okay? And so welcome again to At Midnight. And before we begin this wonderful podcast, I would like to first pray. Father God, once again, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Father God. Thank you for giving us the word. The word gives us hope in knowing that no matter what we are facing, everything would be all right. You are so amazing, Father. I thank you for food, clothes, and shelter. I thank you for a spiritual vision. I thank you for the word. I thank you for love, peace, and joy in my heart, Father God. I thank you for all of those, the fruit of the Spirit, Father God. I pray to those who don't know you, Father God, because we know that with you, all is well. Without you, it's impossible to live because this world is too big for me to handle. I need a God like you to handle my affairs because you are all-knowing, all-powerful. You are everywhere, all at the same time. And Father God, we know that in you we move and have our beings, Father God. So decrease me. Put more of your ways, your precepts, Father God. I just want more of you and less of me, Father God. Touch the homeless, touch the children, protect the children, Father God. Protect the homeless, Father God. Please do whatever you can to make them, to provide, because I know you are a provider, but I'm also reminded of the best homeless person, which is Jesus. He didn't have anywhere to lay his head, but he continued on his purpose. So, Father God, we know all things will work out for the good. So we thank you for the word. We thank you for a relationship, Father God. Please forgive me for anything that I have done. Forgive me for my sins, my shortcomings, my, Father God, clean me up because I want to be more and more like my big brother, Jesus Christ. And I make this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to At Midnight with Kimmy Kim. And as you can see, it's not midnight. It's just when God allows me to do this. And I'm just grateful that God is using me up. And it's not about me. It's all about him. And so I just want to let you know, thank you once again for coming on At Midnight. And At Midnight is all about uplifting souls and giving account of understanding that storms will come when the trials are near. Please don't fret, because we have a Savior who have already won the battle. Jesus defeated death. I trust the Lord. He is my rock and my keeper. Why be worried about the storms of life when we have a Lord who defeated death? Who can touch us? Who can harm us? Who can box with God? Nobody, nobody, and nobody. So put your trust in the Lord, and he will fight on your behalf, because this world is too busy. I cannot fight. I need a big God. I am a little Kim, like they say, Kimmy Kim. And so trust in him and not your own ways, okay? And the foundation scriptures for Acts for this particular segment is found in Acts chapter 16:25, and it reads, "But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison house was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailers awoke and saw the prisoner doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoner had escaped." One thing I have come to realize in this walk, when that door is open and closed by the Lord, can no one control that door? Trust in the open door and the closed door process, okay? Because God knows what is best. And I'm just reminded that I know that, you know, there are times you want to be around other believers, and, you know, it's really good to get your spiritual muscles tight each day, because we are in a spiritual warfare on a daily basis. So I recommend a spiritual gym, and you can find one in many places and online now because of the pandemic, and also in person. But I do recommend Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church, Senior Pastor Bishop, Pastor Mike Jones, amazing man in the Lord. I have been at the church since 2001, and it's still going on strong, and you will find the word there. And also, I believe in the power of prayer. I really believe that it's essential to pray. Sometimes we overrate it, prayer. Prayer is just talking to our Heavenly Father, and he wants to hear from you. So if you do have a need for prayer, or you would like to be involved with the prayer, I have two recommendations. One is the Power to Stand prayer line with Elder Ernest Richard. His prayer line is every day, Central Standard Time, at 11 o'clock, but noon Eastern Standard Time. That number is 701-801-9814. And Dr. Loretta Petit has a prayer line every Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. That number is 302-202-1119, code 781350. You'll find those prayer lines always going on. And God blessed me with so many wonderful people gifted in the Lord, including myself, but we share our gifts with one another, and that's what makes it so beautiful. The body of Christ comes together and help each other. And Elation Radio believes in the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit operating in one God. It is imperative. It is important to have a foundation and know what you believe in, because if you don't have a standard or foundation, you will fall for anything. That's why the foundation must be sturdy so it doesn't fall. So have that sturdy, that firm foundation in the Lord, and you won't fall. You may bend, but you won't break. And please follow Elation Radio on Spreaker, iHeart, Spotify. Oh, my goodness. Tune in. Amazon Music, Google and iTunes. We are everywhere. Just Google Elation Radio. Elation Magazine is still doing their facelift, so I will let you know when we're back. And I would love to open the doors. If you do need a prayer or you need to send in your prayer request, please send them to elationmagazine@gmail.com. That is Elation, E-L-A-T-I-O-N, magazine@gmail.com. We would love to pray on your behalf. And we thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to serve you. So before we start this wonderful meet, I would like to take a music break because God is just so amazing, and I just want to be ready and always be on the guard. So I'm going to take a quick music break and come back with this wonderful, wonderful message. Love works. Yes. Can I get an amen? Love works. I didn't mean to say beep. I mean to say amen. Can I get an amen? Love really, 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 really works because God is love, right? So let's be ready for love. God is so amazing. So with that being said, oh, thank you. Okay. Amen. Amen. All right, studio. But yes, God is love. And one thing I could truly say, love works. And I'll be right back. Let's take a quick music break.
Come on, everybody, give God a praise in the temple. Tonight we have a prayer. So you need a word from the Lord. Lift your hands in his atmosphere and say, Lord, speak to me. Come on, fellowship, help me say, Lord, give us a word. Give us a word. Our world's in trouble, Lord. Give us a word. Are in trouble, Lord. Give us a word. We surrender ourselves unto you. We say all we need. Just one word. All we need. Just one word. Join in with the worship, everybody. Lift your hands and say, Lord, give us a word. Come on, let's sing. Give us a word. God, our lives are going to be better when you speak to us. Hallelujah. Our children are coming home when you speak to us. By now, come on, say all we need. Come on, say it.
All we need.
Say it till you believe it.
Just one word from you.
Come on, just lean on him and say all we need.
All we need.
Just one word.
Just one word from you.
This is what the Lord promised that you would. You know, things are getting better for you. Things are getting better for me. Somebody just wave back at me and say, I know that's right. I know that's right. You promised you would. You got it by now. Come on, lift your hands and say,
all.
One word.
Just one word from you.
Grab your neighbor by the hand and say, things are getting better, things are getting better, things are getting better, because
all we need.
Just one word.
Just one word.
Come on, stand up on your feet. I need about three more people to stand up on your feet and help me say, you promised you would.
You promised you would.
Come on, point up to heaven.
victory and say, you promised you would heal my land. Singing it like you really believe it. Come on, say, you promised you would. Look at your neighbor and say, I see things are getting better for you. Come on, say, oh, all I need is just one word. Just one word. Doesn't matter what the doctor says. Doesn't matter what the lawyer says. But all I need is just one word.
Amen. I love that song by my friend Pastor Prim out of New York. All I need is one word from the Lord. And oh my goodness. God is so amazing. Yes. One thing I know about God, he will never leave you nor forsake you. And one thing I love about him, he doesn't change. He doesn't. And this is good to know, because one thing I have come to realize, that Jesus is amazing. And don't let anyone say otherwise, because God is so amazing. Trust him. Not your feelings, not your family, not your friends, but trust the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding, okay? And so welcome back to At Midnight with Kimmy Kim. That was just something that I just have to say. It's so much going on now. So many people are hurting. But trusting in God is the only way. So I have a wonderful, wonderful message for you from the Lord. And its name is Love Works. Yes, it does. Once again, love works. How many believe that? How many people out there actually believe that love truly works? I know I do. I'm reminded that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's love. Love is in the air. God is love. So before we begin this wonderful meet on love, because love matters, I would like to do the standard prayer, because I really believe that sometimes believers tend to really overrate the art of prayer to those who don't really understand what it means. People think that you have to sound a certain way, dress a certain way. It is communication with your dad, your Heavenly Father. And that is very central. So let's start that. And you can find the standard prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. And it reads, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this daily day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And that is it. You know, it was less than 5 minutes. I don't think it was 5 minutes. Prayer is just basically talking to your Lord. It's basically, you know, just saying what's on your mind, you know. There's no script. It's just coming from the heart. You're talking to your daddy as if you're talking to your earthly father or your earthly mom, and that's it, okay? Start praying, and you will see so much. The more you pray, the stronger you become in the Lord. Let's prayer, less power. That is so true. You don't get have that power until you talk to the Lord, and he gives you the power of the Spirit, because you cannot make it in this world without God. Point blank. You can try. You can run in circles all you want to, but at the end of the day, everyone would answer to the Lord, okay? So let's talk about love. Yes, love is so amazing. And our teacher scripture comes from, it is coming from, I believe my scripture is coming from 1 John chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 7, and it reads, love. Let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So to know God is to have love. You can't say you hate and know God. You're a liar. We'll talk about that later. So family, when I think about love, I am reminded of the love that God has for us. It's amazing how God loves us. Love is so amazing. Love is not a feel good, but more so to me, it's a sense of security in knowing that God is always there. Let's take a look at a newborn baby. The baby is dependent on his parent, as it is for me. I need the Lord in my life. I mean, I am so grateful to know that God loves me. He is so amazing to me. When I think about all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. You must have your own story. Mama, grandmom, nobody cannot save you. You have to have your own story, okay? He is so amazing to me. The Bible is a love story, filled with wisdom and stories of God and his wonderful works. The miracles of God never runs out. They are the same today, tomorrow, when I pass on, when my children pass on, or, you know, whenever God decides to send his son. We don't know. But at the end of the day, his miracles never runs out. And that is so amazing to me. According to John, 1 John chapter 4, 7, it reads, beloved one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Born of God and knoweth God. Family, God is love. Don't get me wrong. He is definitely a righteous God, a justified God, all of that, but he is definitely love. How can we hate if God is our Father? Why is there racism and so much division in this world? Children of God, where is your love? Is it based on how others treat you, or is it unconditional? Do you love when someone is agreeing with you, or do you love in spite of disagreements? Is your love solid or unstable? How do you love? Is your love done by the Holy Spirit or by you? How do you love? Do you love when it's convenient? Family, love works, but it must be done by God. He must be the author and the driver in your love language. Because I'm still reminded that he sent his only begotten son because he loves us. He really does. According to John 3:16, it reads, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, that's love. God loves us. Now, the question is to you, do you have love in your heart? Remember, hatred of any form is not allowed in a godly vessel that is used by God. So the question is, who are you with? God says in John chapter 15:12, this is my commandment that ye love one another as I have loved you. We are called to love each other. This is a mandated proclamation by God. It is not something that we have to do on our own. It's a must. And also 1 John chapter 4, 20 reads, if a man says, I love God and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he had not seen? Okay. There's another confirmation from the Bible. This is from the Word. This is a true question. How can we hate on anyone and claim to love God? God says the truth is not in you. He calls those a liar, and lying is the abomination of the Lord, which is a sin, and sin separates us. So we can't say we love God and hate people. Hatred is not in a believer's heart. There are times that someone's character may rub us the wrong way or the mistreatment we see among others, but hating on someone is not allowed and will cause a person to become a liar. if they claim to love the Lord, because Jesus just calls us out. He called us out in that scripture. How can you say you love me who you're not seeing, but hate your brother who you see every day? Now, we all have our definition of love. I don't go by man's definition. However, I follow or ask the conference to guide me to godly love. Because according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I'm going to read the entire chapter because I think it's essential that you understand where Paul was coming from. And I really believe it's important that people in the church understand it's not what you do, it's what's in your heart. When you have that love language in your heart, then speaking in tongues and helping those needs, it's beautiful. But if you're just doing to be in the scene or to be seen and there's no love, it's like sounding brass. And I'm going to read that. So the entire chapter 13 is really essential because you must understand his parable, what Paul was trying to relate in this message. It's so deep. And I really pray that some of the believers understand it's not what you do, it's how you do it, how you love. It's not what you do for the church, it's how you do for the church. Do you love the Lord? You know? So, let's read that. And it goes, I speak in tongues of men and angels, but not have love. I have a resounding, that doesn't sound right. Let me find another one. I was looking at my notes online. That doesn't sound right. So I'm going to go to my Bible. I love the YouVersion. It's a beautiful Bible. You can download it to your phone. And yes, I take it to church. You know why? So convenient. I have a virtual Bible. So I just carry the Bible with me every day because it's on my phone. But I really believe that it's essential that you read the Word on your own and also study the Word after going to church. Okay, now let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am becoming a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith, all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity to profit me nothing. Charity, this is love. Charity is the same thing as love. And I'm like, I love this part because it tells you what love really is. And it says, love is, let's see, let me go back. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongdoing. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be serious knowledge. It will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesize in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now, we see but a poor reflection in the mirror. Then we see face to face. Now, I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remains, faith, hope, and love or caring. Greatest of these is love. You must have faith. You must have hope. Because hope helps build your faith. And you cannot please God without faith. But love is the greatest. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest is love. So family, you have to have love in your heart. This is the definition of love from God. Follow his ways of loving others, and he will show you how to love. The lovable and the unlovable. Our Heavenly Father will show you how to love those who talk behind your back and those who envy you for no reason. The Holy Spirit will show you how to have peace and love. Love is a wonderful melody when God is present. You can love your enemies by these. You will do wonderful things for those who envy you, your enemies. Truth about God, about love. And it's important that you understand who you're with, because love really works. I can truly say it's a day-by-day process to love your enemies, because I was a stubborn person, just like, you know, Peter, you know, and Paul and David. But love is beautiful. When you allow God to come into your core, allow him to be in control, humble yourself, decrease yourself, increase his ways and his precepts, you will never, never, never be disappointed. I have so much peace. Peace is something you cannot buy. I see so many people with money, but they're not happy. No peace. There is nothing like perfect peace from God. So in closing, trust God and lean not on your own understanding. Trust in him and you will never be disappointed. It is not God who let us down. It is us who go ahead of God instead of waiting. Yes, waiting is a challenge. And yes, this requires much patience and obedience. But if we continue to focus on the Lord, we will win in love. So family, please reread 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That is one of my favorite chapters of the Bible. Because Paul is talking about the things that we do, it really matters about how we do it, what's in your heart. Because if you're not doing things out of love, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything to God. Because we're supposed to love no matter what. And there will be times when people will do you wrong and people will talk about you. But it's okay, because you have to understand they did that to Jesus. And Jesus took our sin so that we can have a relationship with God, because sin separates us from God. But the Bible also declares that we all fall short of the glory of God. So we need a Savior. We need Jesus. So you do need Jesus. I need Jesus every day, every hour, every second. Because the moment I stop focusing on him, my flesh is like coming back. So you must die daily, like Paul says, and press forward towards the high calling mark, which is in Christ Jesus. It's a beautiful feeling to know God. And in closing, just know, and yes, you are going through a lot, but God got you. Have the peace of God in your heart. And when you focus on him, as you walk in on your water, as you walk in on your challenging times, trust in him, because he will never place more on you than you can bear. Trust God. And that is it for today. And also, I would like to talk to those who don't know God. You know, people keep saying that you have to do this, do that, you know, to get to know God. But read Romans 10:9. If you don't have a Bible, you can go onto your phones or your smartphones and download YouVersion. And then go to Romans chapter 10, verse 9. And it reads, "Thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart," that's where love comes from, "that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." That is all you have to do. No tearing on the beach, no bench, no speaking in tongues. You don't have to get no miracle water, no handkerchiefs. I'm like, people creating marketplace for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And do you understand in John that Jesus, you can find that in Matthew's too, that he was angry with people making his temple a merchandise place, a marketplace. We don't make the building a marketplace. That is not why we're here. We're here to serve the Lord, to praise him, to honor him. So don't have that marketplace is not for profit. This gospel is for to save, to go and spread the good news gospel. We plant the seed and we water, but God gets the increase. It's not about you, but about God. No one saves. This is to the lost. No one can save you. Only Jesus. You must know Jesus. It's in the word. I mean, Jesus is the only person that has risen from the dead. There's evidence. And I'm going to go see it. I'm going to the Holy Land very soon. But you must believe in your heart. Your heart is the instrument. It's like the motor of a car, the driver of your life. You know, your heart. That's why you have to protect your mind, because what you feed your mind comes out of your heart. That's why it says to meditate on the word, to focus on things that are good, because what you focus on will eventually come out of your heart. Okay? So Romans 10:9 is the way. And get busy for the Lord. Find a Bible-based church. Get busy. There are so many churches online. I recommend Friendly Temple. You know, sometimes, you know, people may not like a big church. So find a church that is, you know, complimentary to you. And get busy for the Lord, because we've been busy for the world long enough. Let's get busy for him. You know, spread the word. Show love, because love works. And my family, that is all I have today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you once again for this wonderful day. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Father God. Thank you for the word. Love works. Love is God. God is love. Hatred is not allowed. Division is not allowed. Unity is of God. We must do things in decent and in order, Father God. So continue on leading me and guiding me. Father God, it's all about you and not about me. Please touch those who don't know you. We know that you are delaying your return of your son, because you want all to come before your presence. So I pray that whatever is said can help one person. And Father God, I thank you for purpose living. I thank you for Elations. I pray for my family, my friends, my enemies, Friendly Temple family, Elations family, Power to Stand family, the Bellows. I pray for everyone. I pray for the bereavement. I pray for those who go on to COVID-19. I really believe that, God, you are bigger than COVID-19. So I thank you. And I may just pray in Son Jesus' name. And once again, family, God is so amazing. Love works. Be blessed.
To the other side of the road. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And I remember my mama's voice saying, child, don't play in the road, don't go on to the other side. No, no. And just like an average child, we'll be curious. Oh, my brother said, let's go on over there on the other side. And my mama, I can remember so clear, saying, child, don't ever go on to the other side of the road, honey. And I look back, and all of the kids are on the other side of the road, just playing and having so much fun. Oh, yeah. And I call to my brother, brother, don't leave me out. Oh, don't leave me out. No, no.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.